Tim Fox is here at Montana Public Radio's Capital Bureau. He is the incumbent Republican candidate for Attorney General. Thanks for taking the time.
Well, thank you for having me. It's always great to come over to the people's house.
First of all, if you could just briefly introduce yourself to voters.
Well, I'm a lifelong Montanan. I was born and raised in eastern Montana, a little town called Hardin on the edge of the Crow Reservation. I am the youngest of five boys, and went to public schools there and went to the University of Montana, got a bachelor's degree in geology. I was on a track and field scholarship and worked on a master's degree in public administration and then went to law school. And next year will mark 30 years as an attorney in Montana, and notably 10 years of that time has been as a public servant attorney with a couple of state agencies, and now as Montana's attorney general.
And you ran for attorney general in 2008, narrowly lost to now Governor Steve Bullock, ran again in 2012, was elected. Why do you want a second term?
You know, this has been one of the best jobs I've ever had. We've accomplished a lot, I think, in the last 4 years. There are 800 wonderful public servants at the Department of Justice, and the work that we get to do is absolutely incredible, but we're not done. There's still plenty to do, and hopefully we'll be able to touch on some of those things, but I'm hoping the Montana voters will give me another 4 years to do even better.
And what were some of those goals going into your first term? Can you talk about those?
Certainly a big job for the Attorney General is public safety. And we've had a lot of initiatives in the almost 4 years I've been Attorney General. Everything from combating human trafficking, which is a new program that I've initiated, including new legislation that treats the victims of human trafficking as victims rather than criminals. We've cracked down on DUIs with better laws, stiffer fines. We've doubled the look-back period. Importantly, the 24/7 sobriety program, which seeks to reduce recidivism, was kind of languishing, and there were only 17 counties that implemented that program. I've formed the sexual evidence task force group to look at the rape kits issue and how we can do better in not collecting untested rape kits. We've applied for a grant to try to pay for testing those kits, and the task force is looking at how we can avoid getting into those issues again. The list kind of goes on, and I guess we could be here all day if I didn't just shut up.
As far as some of your programs and awareness campaigns, you have like a half a dozen or so. You mentioned some of them with the DUI and the human trafficking, sexual assault. Those are some pretty big issues and tasks and lifts for an office to do, especially just in a few years. How do you gauge success in those programs?
Well, first of all, we don't do it alone. And I should note that, you know, the people at the Department of Justice are wonderful. And a lot of these ideas, a lot of the work that's done, if not most of the work, is done by folks within the department. So I owe it to them for the successes we've had. So in terms of measuring successes, you know, a lot of these issues have basically festered over time. We will continue to work. We hope to save lives. We hope to make the lives of Montanans and the visitors here much better over time. And I'll need at least another 4 years to do that.
Over the interim legislative session, I've been hearing a lot about the weight of, you know, the judicial system, not enough judges, having a lot to do with the child abuse and neglect mm-hmm. cases, and some of that being attributed to increase in meth use.
Right.
And just wondering on your end, is that something you're seeing? And also, are there plans to address that?
We do. We see, you know, all of the scheduled drugs, marijuana, heroin, cocaine, methamphetamine. We're starting to see a new drug called fentanyl, which is really potent and is deadly. And other portions of the country have experienced huge death rates and overdose rates with fentanyl. So we need to gird ourselves and get ready for that. But again, if we don't have the rehab services available to get people out of that cycle early on, then it just spirals out of control. So, you know, I'm an advocate for drug courts. We need to adequately fund drug courts throughout the state. But until they have an option of sending someone to rehabilitation, having more drug courts isn't really the answer in and of itself. So we have to do all of the above: education, outreach, prevention. Certainly we need to continue to work hard on bringing drug dealers and manufacturers to justice. But we don't want to continue to put so many people in jail, in my opinion.
This November, you'll be facing Democratic candidate Larry Gent on the ballot. Why do you think Montanans should cast their vote for you?
Well, I think the last 4 years certainly has been an indicator of the leadership that I've been able to bring to the Department of Justice. The things that we've just talked about, many of those are unique, first-ever type programs that are specifically designed to address the issues confronted by Montanans. Another one certainly is federal overreach. We've seen a lot of that. I've even had support from our governor, who's of a different party, for the litigation, some of the litigation that we've gotten involved in, defending the rule of law, whether you like the law or not. That's the way I do things. I believe that's the way the Attorney General's office should operate. And I'm afraid that my opponent sees it a different way and would make it a much more political office. His comments have proven that.
And one of the things Gent has made a point of bringing up is some of those lawsuits joined in with other states on federal action, being Clean Power Plan or Keystone Pipeline or transgender bathroom policy. What is the appropriate authority for a state attorney general on responding to federal actions like that?
Mr. Gent doesn't understand the office or the obligations, the things he's talked about, staying home. I've stayed home too. Most of those initiatives you've talked about or that we've talked about have been stay-at-home initiatives. But we have an obligation as attorneys general to stand up to overreach of the federal government. And when they violate our constitution or law, the attorney general has to get involved.
Another issue that Gent is saying there's a large difference on is in the issue of medical marijuana, mm-hmm. an issue that several ballot initiatives have tried to address this coming up in November. What is the appropriate action on an attorney general level to take action on this?
Well, keep in mind when the legislature amended the Citizen Initiative medical marijuana laws, Larry Gent was at the forefront of that crusade to try to essentially kill medical marijuana. Larry Gent all of a sudden got religion and decided that he's got a different opinion than what he did when he voted for the very bill that my office has had to defend. I've not taken a public position on medical marijuana. I won't as long as I'm litigating a case, because I want to instill confidence in the people of Montana that all I'm doing is defending the rule of law as I'm required to do.
And something that medical marijuana advocates and Gent have asked for is kind of a suspension of the rule until the November election, so that right. They're saying that voters can decide what happens with it. Is that something that the Attorney General can do, and would you do that?
The Montana Supreme Court very emphatically said, listen, that's a violation of the separation of powers. We don't get to legislate, and we can't extend the effective date of our judgment. So that's already been ruled on. Larry just hasn't done his homework. And this, frankly, he doesn't really practice in these areas, doesn't know much about them. And certainly, I think it's more political pandering is what it is. He needs to get some votes somewhere. And he can do it, I guess, by trying to pander to individuals in this arena.
Tim Fox is the incumbent Republican candidate for Attorney General. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.